papers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
144. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone's doing okay out there, despite these strange days. You know, the other day my wife was commenting about life before COVID-19, so she used the term BC. I thought that was kind of funny. Anyhow, I hope that you and your loved ones are safe and you're healthy and you're not too impacted financially by this whole thing, which of course just makes everything a lot worse and a lot more challenging and stressful, but I hope that you're okay. I know my work has taken a bit of a hit. All the speeches that I had planned for 2020 have been canceled, of course, so that's not fun, but still, you know, writing articles. But a lot of it has fallen to the wayside. That's just how it's going. A lot of people don't have any work, zero. So who am I going to complain to? I have to be grateful for what I have, even though it's a blow, right? Like many of you as well. So hoping that there's an end soon. I'm feeling like there's a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not sure about you, but slowly getting back to normal, but it can't come fast enough, right? So look, as we've done on the past month on this program, we're going to be exploring several tech angles to COVID-19. We have five segments this hour. We're first going to touch base with Twitter to hear how that platform is aiming to dish up vetted, reliable content tied to coronavirus for you in a new tab that you'll find on Twitter. After that, we're going to talk with tech expert Carly Knobloch about some smart home tech and some banking apps too that may be able to help, as well as some tips to avoiding stimulus check scams. Then, since there's no real sports to watch on TV, we're going to hear about a new video game called Ultimate Rivals that offers something very unique. This game is playable now on Apple Arcade. And finally, we're going to talk online education, remote learning or distance learning, whatever the phrase is today. It keeps changing, it seems. And we're going to chat with Prodigy Education about this trend and how students can not just survive, but thrive while working from home in virtual classes. All right, time to officially kick things off on this week's Tech It Out, powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them shortly, but let's get to our first interview. What's the number one social media platform for breaking news, discussing and debating hot topics, sharing content, and connecting directly with others? Well, if you said Twitter, you'd be right. And if you thought Twitter was popular before the COVID-19 pandemic, you bet it has become even more relevant since the start of this global crisis. Here to tell us what Twitter is up to lately, we're joined by Paul Burns, country manager for Twitter. Welcome to the show, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm okay, hanging in there like the rest of us. How about yourself?
Yeah, same. Every day feels a little different, but also the same.
Groundhog Day a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Now, look, before we talk about the COVID-19 resources within Twitter, please tell us something that we should know about the platform for those who aren't yet on Twitter, and tell us something most people don't know about Twitter that might be interesting.
Yeah, you know, Twitter is this—it's a platform that allows people to have a conversation about what's happening in the world and to connect to things that they care about. And so, depending on what's happening in the world at this very moment, from sports to news to politics to what's happening in outer space, Twitter's a platform where you can almost get up to the minute conversational data and join a conversation about those things. So yeah, that's Twitter in a nutshell. It's a great platform. It's been around for about 14 years, and it is the conversation layer of the internet, as we like to say. And your question about what's something that people don't know about Twitter, the thing that I love about Twitter, actually, it's the best thing to have with you while you actually watch TV. I find it's the best companion to TV. While a TV show is on and you have Twitter up and running on your smartphone or your computer, it's just a great sort of conversation, water cooler conversation about the show that you're watching. And I love watching sports and having Twitter up and running at the same time. It's just an amazing, it makes TV so much more enjoyable. So that would be something that I would say not a lot of people know, but when they do find out, it's like the best kept secret.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of the trending hashtags would be tied to something going on. It'll be like hashtag The Bachelor or hashtag President Address or something like that. If Donald Trump is on some sort of tirade to his 77 plus million followers on Twitter. But yeah, often it does sound like it would be an ideal second screen for sure. So that's a great overview. Thank you for that. And no doubt Twitter has become even more popular since March. That is true, correct?
Yeah. You know, COVID-19, we're just seeing a massive surge in conversations and traffic in the last month, in the last several months. We're seeing a COVID-19 related tweet on the platform every 45 milliseconds. And so, and we announced actually a couple weeks ago, our daily average users are up 23% over a year ago. So massive surge in people coming to the platform. And I think because COVID-19, there's new information almost every minute, it feels like.
Yeah.
Twitter's this great real-time news platform where people just can stay up to date on what's happening with the political landscape, with, you know, the global outbreak news, how various states and provinces and countries are dealing with these things around the world. And so we've just seen this unbelievable surge in conversation around that topic.
And it could be hyper-local topics as well, like not even just tied to your particular city, but even your neighborhood, which is pretty cool. And other related topics must be trending too, Paul. Things like working from home, staying entertained during self-isolation and all that.
Yeah, you know, maybe not surprising, but, you know, conversations like gaming, up 71% over last year. Conversation around pets. Up 38% over last year. Cooking and baking, surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, we're just seeing twice as many people talking about cooking and baking, and seeing about 500,000 tweets a day about that topic. And
right.
This great Netflix show, I don't know if you've seen it, Tiger King.
Of course.
It's a, you know, an iconic cultural phenomenon. Since its premiere a few weeks ago, we've seen over 1.2 million tweets about that. And so, yeah, I mean, working from home, but all of these sort of domestic lifestyle rituals that are now emerging because of that are just like blowing through the roof.
Yeah, and no doubt anything tied to Zoom calls, Zoom bombing, Zoom backgrounds, because the video chatting platform is also incredibly popular as we're all cooped up at home as well. We're joined by Paul Burns, country manager for Twitter, to chat about Twitter and COVID-19. And with that in mind, now let's talk COVID-19 resources on Twitter. What's new there?
Yeah, lots of different resources that, you know, I think include a number of things. Most importantly, helping people find reliable information. That's been one of the most important things for us. And so we created an event page. When you open Twitter, In at the top of everyone's timeline, there's this link that just says COVID-19, and you click on it, and it's got the latest coronavirus information, latest tweets from medical government authorities, and all of the latest conversations that are emerging around the topic. That's a big one. We're trying to protect people, and so a lot of what we're trying to do is make sure that our people are they know what's legitimate and know what's not, and so we're actually going about verifying medical workers in the country, around the world. We're trying to make sure that the people who have authorities in the topic of public health and public safety are actually being recognized as verifiable sources of information. So these are a few of the steps we're taking to make people aware of what's happening around COVID-19 in the world.
So just to be clear, Twitter has people who are vetting the news sources. Twitter isn't just going to have it on its event page or its news tied to COVID-19 until it's been like a fact or something has been verified.
Like every global leader is talking about this topic right now. And so around the world, we are actually, when you search in the search tab on Twitter for coronavirus or any related tweet, we send you to the actual public health sites for the specific country in question. So we want to make sure that we are putting people through to the most authoritative voices on the topic. The COVID-19 event pages that I just mentioned are in 30 plus countries around the world. And I think what the big thing is that we're trying to make sure happen is verifying COVID-19 experts. And so this is working with global public health authorities to identify experts and that already have verified accounts. We're trying to make sure that they are clearly authorities viewed in the mind of the public.
Got it. And would you see this COVID-19 event page at the top of Twitter, whether you're on the mobile version, like on a smartphone or a tablet, or on the desktop version, like on a PC or Mac?
Yeah, in either version, when you go to the top of your timeline, you will see a COVID-19 event page. If you're in, one of the 30 countries that we've made it available in, which, in North America includes, Mexico, US and Canada. So those, that would be sort of seen on desktop and mobile versions of Twitter.
Okay. Paul Burns, thanks so much for carving out some time to chat with us. Twitter's been more important than ever, understandably so, and certainly a platform that I turn to several times a day, and I know I'm not alone. Thank you again for everything, Paul. Be well.
Thanks, Mark. You too.
Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning ZenBooks, VivoBooks, Chromebooks, and ExpertBooks. Head over to asus.com/US/radio for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $35.42 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard. Requires port and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Migraine can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Of course, we're spending a lot more time at home because of social distancing and self-isolation, but it might be the perfect time to see how tech can help you. So we have on the line tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch with some great ideas for your home and for your remote banking needs as well. Hi, Carly. Always great to chat with you. How are you holding up?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I hope you're doing well, too. I've partnered with some cool tech brands that I hope will make all the time we're spending at home a little bit easier.
Why don't we dive right in? What smart home gadgets do you like right now?
The first one I want to talk about is the C by GE Motion Sensor Starter Kit. Super helpful when it comes to energy savings and also convenience. Basically, it will trigger your smart light bulbs to turn on when you enter a room. So you can imagine if you put one at your front door, you never come home to a dark house because it turned your lights on for you. Also, it can be programmed to dim your lights in the evening or turn them off completely at bedtime, which means you don't have to run around hitting every switch before you go to bed. My kids are famous for leaving lights on all over the house in every room. So this kind of product would definitely help me yell at them less, which is especially helpful now that we're all living in close quarters. And the C by GE Motion Sensor Starter Kit, you can get at Lowe's now for $36.98.
That's just the letter C by GE Motion Sensor Starter Kit. And that sounds perfect. In fact, I wrote an article last week for USA Today on ways technology can help you save money at home on your utility bills. So this sounds like it also can do the trick.
Absolutely.
Love it. What else did you have for us?
So I don't know about you, but my house right now is like a revolving door of shipments and contactless deliveries all day long. So the Arlo Video Doorbell is my next product, also a super helpful tool for exactly the kind of life we are all living right now. I get a notification when my package is detected on my front porch through the Arlo app. And then I can also use the app to do two-way audio and communicate with the delivery person about where I want them to leave things and without having to go and greet him at the door. So that makes us both safer, which is great. Plus, it has HD footage, really clear, and a huge field of view. So I can see visitors from head to toe and also see packages on the ground. So the whole thing just really allows you to keep a better eye on your front porch and really answer the door from anywhere that you are.
Awesome. I have an Arlo outdoor camera that I really like. It uses cellular connectivity instead of Wi-Fi, and this sounds great for your doorstep. So it's called the Arlo Video Doorbell. How much does it cost?
You can check it out at arlo.com, and it is $149.99.
Okay. All right, Carly, many of us are now banking through our mobile devices. Do you have any tips there or any apps you can recommend?
Yeah, totally. You know, mobile banking has never been more helpful, especially now that we're all social distancing. So financial technology like the Chase mobile app really helps you securely manage your finances without visiting a branch or going to an ATM. A lot of people are really starting to do online banking now for the first time. It's really exciting. So tons of features like being able to deposit a check just by simply taking its photo, paying your bills with the app, and instantly sending money to friends and family. Plus, you can set up account alerts, which I think is the most important thing. Really helps you track all of your transactions in real time, so you can keep an eye on things. If anything looks funny, you know, you're the first to see it and call the bank and discuss. Plus, you can also use the app to check your credit score for free using a feature that they have called Credit Journey.
All right, that's the Chase mobile app. That's at chase.com/mobile. And speaking of looking at your account and seeing if anything looks suspicious, do you have any advice for avoiding those stimulus check scams that we've been hearing about?
Yeah, totally. It's such a great question because scams are definitely on the rise. It's unfortunate but true. But there are some precautionary measures you can take. Number one, again, set up those alerts in the Chase mobile app or at chase.com to monitor all your transactions. That's the way you're going to see things as they happen and check them out if they don't look right to you. You also want to make sure you keep your contact information up to date with your bank so that they can reach out to you if they suspect any fraud. And that'll help you avoid any unnecessary lockout from your account. And then lastly, the emails. You know, if you see an email that's asking you for personal information, they want you to click on a suspicious link, or they threaten to close or freeze your account if you don't respond quickly. That's another fear tactic. Just ignore that because it's definitely not from your bank. And, you know, Chase has a great web address where they have tips and resources related to the impact of COVID-19, and you can check that out at chase.com/stayconnected.
Stay connected. All right. Tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch, it's always great chatting with you. Is there a website you'd recommend to get more tips and see even videos of these products in action?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to killerapps.com to see and learn more about all of these products that I shared with you today.
Killerapps.com. Love it. Carly, great chatting with you. Be well. Stay healthy.
Oh, you too, Mark. Great to talk to you.
This show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus. I mentioned earlier they make Zen books and Vivo books, expert books for business and Chromebooks for students and budget conscious shoppers. But they also make desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more, including a line of gaming gear called ROG or Republic of Gamers. This is an awesome company. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio to check out their goods. That's asus.com/us/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about a new video game on Apple Arcade called Ultimate Rivals. Let's face it, there's no real sports to watch on TV, so this might be the next best thing. Plus, you're also going to learn what makes this sports game unique compared to all the other ones out there. Also on today's Tech It Out, we're going to talk about education going online, virtual, with kids at home. And we're going to talk with Prodigy Education about their platform and tips and tricks for students to remain productive while at home. Not easy, of course, a huge shift. So stay with us. A lot more Tech It Out coming up. This is the Radio America Network. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The only way to protect against data loss is with regular backups, and it's recommended that your files be backed up at least once a week, which is why you should consider SanDisk's Extreme Pro Portable SSD. That's solid-state memory. It's faster, smaller, lighter, more durable, and with up to 2 terabytes of space. SanDisk's Brian Pritchett has more.
So 2 terabytes is a tremendous amount of capacity, but really what makes SSDs different, as we said before, is the speed, performance, and the durability of this product. And I think for your listeners, they really should go to our website at sandisk.com, take a look at the product, and you can see the true size. It's tough for people to understand. We talk about 2 terabytes. We think of the old days. We have these huge hard drives, right, that would be up to 2 terabytes. But now you have 2 terabytes that can truly fit in the palm of your hand.
Go to sandisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. And this is Dr. Taylor Hayes, director of the Mayo Clinic Nicotine Dependence Center, with a message for smokers.
If you're a young person, say you're 40 years old or younger, do you want to add 10 years to your life? Quit smoking. Do you want to avoid all of the ill health effects, chronic lung disease, heart disease, lung cancer? Stop smoking.
Dr. Hayes says all of those diseases are associated with smoking, and kicking the habit at a young age can help you avoid them.
And they'll add years, not just length of life, but quality of life.
As for older smokers, Dr. Hayes says it's never too late to try to quit.
Make an attempt. You still can avoid a lot of the ill health effects of smoking, stopping whenever. So if you've tried and failed, try again.
Dr. Hayes says the best way to quit is to make a plan and stick to it.
And that plan should include some counseling and behavioral therapy and medications that will reduce withdrawal and help maintain abstinence.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. With the COVID-19 pandemic, there are no live sports to watch, of course, but a new video game might be the next best thing. We're now going to chat with a video game developer called BitFry that has become the first ever to create a new officially licensed sports gaming franchise that features star athletes from several different major sports leagues. To chat with us about Ultimate Rivals, The Rink, now available for Apple Arcade, we're joined by Todd Zeal, co-founder and chief business development officer at BitFry Game Studio. Welcome to the show, Todd. Thanks for your time.
Mark, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about the game, Ultimate Rivals, tell us a bit about BitFry.
Well, BitFry is a game studio that is headquartered in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the founder and CEO, Ben Friedland, was a New Yorker, was a Wall Street guy, and moved up to New Hampshire a handful of years ago, and was a longtime avid gamer. and loves sports. And so he decided that he would start BitFry Game Studios. And his first endeavor was to bring back sports video games that he had played as a kid growing up that he thought had seen a little bit of a disappearing act from the marketplace, and wanted to bring back some of that arcade action sports. And so he founded the company and then started with baseball. And we met soon after that to really develop this franchise and our first release, the rink that you mentioned.
All right. Now, speaking of baseball, Todd, you were a pro MLB player, right? For several teams.
Indeed. I was drafted in 1986 out of UCLA and played until 2004. Had quite a few stints around the league and a little more than 16 years. And what was as relevant about that time as it pertains to BitFry and Ben and this sports franchise that we've started was, you know, I was a part of the licensing committee for the Major League Baseball Players Association for about 12 years as a player. And it really kind of gave me a feel for what was going to be probably, you know, the most challenging, but I think most unique aspect of our game. And that's to hold the licenses from all of the major sports players and the leagues and be able to mesh those two things together.
So with that in mind, tell us a bit about Ultimate Rivals, the rink. It implies that it's a skating rink, so it's a hockey game, but leads more on the arcade side of things than a simulation.
Exactly. And Ben's vision, as I mentioned at the beginning, was that he thought the sports video game market had been sort of consolidated into these ultra simulated, highly technical games like MLB The Show and Madden and 2K and NBA, and that there was a place in that market for the arcade action games of the past, like NBA Jam and Blades of Steel and NHL 94, Blitzballers, all the other games that were part of the 90s sports gaming movement. And so he really wanted to have hockey be the first game out because of the mechanics of hockey. Anybody can pick it up and play. It's very easy to modify the rule set a little bit. You know that you're on the ice and you got to shoot a goal, but the thing that made this so unique was that we were allowed to take athletes from all the other sports and bring them into the hockey rink and utilize their prowess as an athlete in their native sports to kind of make them superheroes when they get into something that's not their sport. So, for example, LeBron James or Steph Curry or De'Aaron Fox from the NBA comes into a hockey game and they bring their own attributes into that and sort of become like Avengers and superheroes on the ice. And that's really what you see when you see our first game, The Rink. It is a very fast-paced, over-the-top action with ultimate moves from players like Wayne Gretzky to Justin Turner to, as I mentioned, Alex Ovechkin and guys in the NBA like LeBron James. So great mashup and really fast-paced, fun, over-the-top action.
Is it a single-player game, or do you play with your buddies? And if so, can you do so over the Internet, like multiplayer?
It is a single-player game on Apple Arcade right now. We've just put in it's eventually going to be a multiplayer online competitive game. That was always the intent of the game, and we really started down the path building these games for console. It's a very rich, deep experience, easy to pick up and play, but it's got a lot of depth to it. And so when we launched first on arcade, it was a single player game. We've added in a multiplayer online, a 1v1 online with some, you know, random matchmaking. And then the next step is to be able to play multiplayer online and be able to match your own opponents so you can play online with friends and other rivals that are out there trying to match it up.
So for those who aren't familiar with Apple Arcade, it's a service where you pay, I think it's $5 a month in the U.S. and $6 a month in Canada, and you have access to more than 100 games on iPhone and iPad. Or are there other platforms supported?
For right now, we are exclusive to Apple Arcade. That was our first launch. They've been great, great partners for us working on developing not only the first game in the franchise, The Rink, but we're, you know, in late stages of development of the next in the franchise, which is Ultimate Rivals, the court, which would imply, as you already imagined, that we're going on to the basketball court. So taking that same concept, fast-paced, over-the-top action, and being able to bring in players from all the sports leagues, including U.S. women's soccer players and WNBA players into this, and then we're even going to expand that universe. So the court's going to be out later this summer on Apple Arcade, and like I said, eventually you'll see us on console as well. But right now, we found a great home on Arcade. Yeah.
I love this mashup approach. Don't take this the wrong way, Todd, but it's kind of funny that a giant video game publisher like EA Sports or 2K Sports hasn't been able to do this, but a lesser-known studio like BitFry was able to pull this off. Did they not think of the idea, or you just had better success in making it happen with your connections?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think what happened, you know, Ben and I have relationships at all the leagues and players associations. That was one of the things that I think I brought to the table in coming to BitFry. And those relationships really gave us an opportunity to pitch this as an entire platform so that the leagues and players could understand that this was going to be able to highlight their athletes and their leagues year round in a way that is fun and exciting and maybe can even, you know, be a little bit more accessible to a younger audience.
Congratulations on Ultimate Rivals, The Rink, playable now on Apple Arcade. Pleasure chatting with you. All the best.
Mark, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about online education, how this might be the future. We're going to chat with Prodigy when we return. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Life for most of us has turned upside down since the COVID-19 pandemic spread globally in early March, changing the way we work, socialize, shop, and yes, learn. Schools are still shut down to stop the spread of the virus, and so we've shifted to e-learning, online education, with students using computers and other devices at home to remain connected to their teachers and their classmates. So we're now going to learn about Prodigy Education. It's a free math platform used by more than 50 million students globally. Joining us on the line to chat is Dr. Joshua Pryor, Partnerships Education Lead at Prodigy Education. Thank you for your time, Dr. Pryor.
Mark, thank you so much for having me on with you.
Before we talk about Prodigy Education, please talk to us a bit about this global shift to distance learning or remote education, whatever the current phrase is.
Absolutely. Both terms can be used. As you and your listeners already know, COVID-19 has caused a major disruption for students and parents and educators globally. It's become clear that the system just wasn't prepared for an abrupt shift from traditional teaching and learning to fully remote learning on such a massive scale. I think a lot of that's evidenced by a report that recently came out from the LA Times where they reviewed results from a survey of over 1,200 public school parents that was commissioned by a nonprofit research and advocacy group called the Education Trust. And they found that 89% of parents are concerned about their children falling behind academically while schools aren't in session. And 80% of parents said they've been experiencing stress levels higher or much higher than usual, which, of course, is completely understandable. At the moment, parents are in-home coaches and child care providers. They're trying to juggle working from home in a best-case scenario. They shouldn't have to worry about high-quality resources and especially not the cost of them. When we think about the role this has played on teachers, you know, we know that they play a critical role in student motivation. Many of them already lean on digital resources like digital game-based learning to help augment their impact. And they know that digital game-based learning works, and even better, the kids love it. So on a broad scale, we anticipate that the adoption of technology is going to continue to accelerate. Technology is going to be used even more effectively than it already is. We're going to see digital game-based learning become even more deeply embraced than it is. And we're going to see all stakeholders becoming more familiar and comfortable with the role that technology is now playing in their children's learning. And so we want parents to know that resources like Prodigy can help alleviate that stress surrounding their children falling behind in math and provide support in a way that students really want to participate.
When you say game-based learning, Dr. Pryor, do you mean like having rewards and goals and this sort of interactivity that kids are used to with video games, but with an educational slant?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Students are in and playing a game, and while they're in that game, they're experiencing the same kinds of things they would experience in a traditional video game, but the difference is that learning is woven into it. So instead of that traditional game-based platform, they're going to be able to learn as they're playing.
Right. I remember giving my kids a Math Blaster CD-ROM when they were younger, where they're flying through space and they had to quickly perform some math functions, you know, in order to keep that adventure going on. So it fuses education with entertainment. And as you said, it's very engaging for the kids. And it doesn't continue on unless they click or tap the right answer, unlike a movie or something that's passive.
Right, exactly. It's meant to be real time and engaging with that feedback that they need to learn while they play.
So what is Prodigy Education all about? We've already talked about it being a math-based program or platform. Can you elaborate?
Sure. So at Prodigy, we're focused on helping to ensure that all students love learning, and we do that in a few ways. So first, we provide a digital game-based math learning resource for students in first through eighth grade, which we call Prodigy Game. And through that, we have, like you said, over 50 million student users, over 2 million teacher users, countless administrators and parents who rely on us. Secondly, we've rolled out an online tutoring offering that we began before COVID-19 really came into view for everybody. And because of that, we've seen growth in that beyond our imagination because parents are really looking for ways to enhance their children's math learning outside of the classroom. So because we put so much care into creating the most engaging math platform in the world, we've seen an unparalleled level of organic sharing by teachers and parents. I've been lucky enough to be both a teacher and administrator in public education, and I personally have never seen a resource like Prodigy that combines learning and fun so seamlessly before. And also, as a parent, I'm lucky to be able to see the joy they can bring to students learning firsthand. And my experience really isn't unusual. We did a survey recently and got responses from over 450 parents from across the United States. 91% of the parents who responded reported that their children enjoy using Prodigy. 85% said that it was appropriate for their children's academic needs, which was wonderful to hear. So our focus is on continuing to help every child to love learning by providing a game-based learning platform, also providing support via online tutoring that can help them improve in math.
We're chatting with Dr. Joshua Pryor. He's the Partnerships Education Lead at Prodigy Education. It's a free online math platform used by more than 50 million students. You know, there are many other math platforms available for e-learning or distance learning. What would you say are the key differentiators between Prodigy Education and the competition?
There are a few things that come to mind right away that make us different from virtually all the other resources in the marketplace. First is that students absolutely love our game, and we know that because we did an informal survey of administrators from across the U.S., and 100% of them reported that their students enjoy playing Prodigy. It's a massive multiplayer online role-playing game. Students create an avatar. They go on a quest to conquer a nemesis called the Puppet Master. But the quest requires them to do math to progress through every step of the game. We see over 9 million math questions answered every month, which means we likely know more about math than anyone else.
When we return on Tech It Out, we'll continue chatting about Prodigy Education and how this might just be the way things will continue on even after the COVID-19 pandemic runs its course. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Available on Lisa. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
We're going to continue chatting with Dr. Joshua Pryor, Partnerships Education Lead at Prodigy Education, in a moment about the key differences between Prodigy as a platform compared to other online math courses. So we're going to get to that in a moment. But first, a thank you to ASUS, the title sponsor on this program, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Okay, before the break, Dr. Pryor, you were talking to us about the advantages of Prodigy Education compared to other math platforms for online learning. Please continue your thought.
Thank you so much, Mark. No matter what role you play as a Prodigy stakeholder, whether it's as a student, parent, teacher, or administrator, our platform is completely no cost. We sustain ourselves on optional memberships that parents can purchase for their children that provides additional game features. But no matter who you are, no matter where you are, the world-class education content that students see is always the same quality, whether they're free or paid users. Third, we spend a great deal of time investing in internal and external research with one of the best institutions of higher education in the world to get an unbiased test of the effectiveness of Prodigy, and we've seen really positive correlation results showing that Prodigy use has a positive impact on both student achievement and attitudes, and we published that on our website for anyone to review.
All right, we'll get to that website a little bit later. How are kids tested over this platform? I mean, I think that's a lot of parents are questioning how they can prove that they've actually learned something.
Of course, testing weighs heavy on the minds of everybody, and as a student, it's really incredible because your experience on Prodigy is incredibly personalized. You don't even really know why, and that's part of the magic of the algorithm that runs in the background. Students know that they want to win math battles, they want to build powers and explore worlds within the game, but in the background, we're generating real-time achievement information for teachers, parents, and administrators to leverage to support their students. So as students begin their Prodigy journey, they're introduced to a storyline, but there's a stealth diagnostic assessment that's woven right into it, meaning that our algorithm will test them on their skills across various math domains like geometry, and number and operations in base 10 as they're playing, and it's built right into the game. From there, our algorithm can identify where students are strong and where they're struggling, and it'll then deliver standards-aligned math content delivered at the appropriate level of difficulty so that they don't find themselves frustrated because the work is far beyond their level of understanding and causing them to become frustrated. They know that they're playing, they're having fun, and they're learning, but it's at the appropriate level. And we have an entire algorithm team that works really hard to make sure that they get the best experience possible. So aside from that, of course, we've had an independent analysis of our platform that was completed by a top 20 graduate school of education in the United States. They identified that Prodigy is uniquely positioned because we allow teachers to align the math content to what they're teaching in class. And that's a really special benefit that other platforms just don't provide. We're really different because students don't even know they're in a testing environment. Parents don't need to stress about students being worried about a big upcoming test. All they need to do is say, sure, go ahead and play some Prodigy. Kids think they're just having fun playing a math game, but parents and teachers know they're learning while doing it, and that's a major win-win.
We're almost out of time, Dr. Pryor, but I know you've got some personal stories on how some teachers are really going above and beyond during COVID-19. Can you share one of those stories with us?
Certainly. So one example that comes to mind right away is a teacher out of Syracuse, New York, named Justine Hill, and she teaches third grade at East Syracuse Elementary. And every day she does video conferencing with her students to help outline the agenda for the day, which includes Prodigy use. She shares lessons, she provides social interaction, and she schedules one-on-one meetings with parents to help promote a really personalized approach. Prodigy is built right into that. And so the information and data that are collected for her to be able to help assess student achievement, something she can share out with parents that she works with of her students, that helps enable her to close gaps because she can connect what the students are learning on Prodigy with the material that they need to know in her class.
All right, so it's prodigygame.com. Dr. Pryor, thank you so much for your time. Stay healthy.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And thank you for tuning in to this week's Tech It Out. I hope you enjoyed the program. We first spoke with Twitter about a new portal within Twitter devoted to COVID-19 news that's been vetted. Then we spoke with Carly Knobloch, a lifestyle technology expert, about some recommended smart home tech as well as banking apps. After that, it was Ultimate Rivals, a new video game on Apple Arcade devoted to the sports that we can't watch on TV right now. And then after that, Prodigy Education. We learned about online learning and what's new there. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone, powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, ASUS.com has more. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Stay healthy, stay well, and I look forward to chatting with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Urogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstreet. Continuing protests in Southern California, where Governor Gavin Newsom closed beaches in Orange County for the weekend. Meanwhile, the White House is defending President Trump's comments about demonstrators in Michigan.
Protesters reacted angrily to Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's decision to keep her state's stay-at-home order in effect through May 15th. Some of the demonstrators carried assault weapons. President Trump tweeted, "These are very good people, but they are angry." White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany explained the president was not condoning violence.
You have a right to do that constitutionally, but you must protest within the bounds of the law. He encourages everyone to protest lawfully.
The governor denounced the protest as disturbing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Houston, Texas police officer is dead, another critically injured after their helicopter crashed at an apartment complex on the city's north side overnight. Cause of the crash not immediately known. No one on the ground was injured. Europeans enjoying beautiful spring weather. Large numbers are getting out to enjoy long-awaited air and sunshine. But further east in Russia and Pakistan, the pandemic seems to be far from over.
In Germany, children were able to go back to playgrounds as countries in Western Europe moved ahead with the gradual relaxation of coronavirus lockdown restrictions. During her weekly video address, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said anyone can fall ill with the virus, and therefore global cooperation and joint action was necessary. In Barcelona, residents rejoiced in their small moments in the sunshine. Rollerblader Jose Angel told the AP, "I was rollerblading with open arms through the streets because there weren't any cars. It was a feeling of freedom." In Moscow, however, concern was growing that hospitals might become overwhelmed after Russia recorded a new one-day high of just below 10,000 new infections, a 20% increase from before the weekend. I'm Karen Chalas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A three-year-old girl named Audrey is fighting cancer and still hoping to visit Disney World.
And thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, her dream was set to come true in April. But then the coronavirus pandemic hit, travel came to a standstill, and Disney World was closed. So now Audrey and her family are waiting, along with the thousands of other Make-A-Wish kids, for the storm to pass so Audrey could eventually make it to see Mickey Mouse and the rest of the Disney universe. Make-A-Wish CEO Richard Davis says they now have 5,000 of this year's wishes indefinitely on hold, so our kids are patiently waiting. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Washington area news organization Axios says it will return the nearly $5 million federal loan it received as part of the Paycheck Protection Program. The Axios says the program has become more politically divisive since it started. He says they found alternative source of money to protect their 190 employees. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In New York City, a nursing home says nearly one out of every seven residents has died in the coronavirus pandemic.
There are just over 700 beds in the Isabella Geriatric Center in Manhattan. Center officials say 98 of those people occupying those beds have died in the coronavirus pandemic as of this past Wednesday. In their statement to the Associated Press, the officials say 46 who died are known to have been infected. 52 others are suspected of having had the virus. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio expressed his shock, calling the deaths horrifying, and it's just impossible to imagine so many people lost in one place. Nursing homes in New York State have been especially hard hit, more than 3,000 deaths counted by the AP, by far the most in the nation. I'm Tim McGuire.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your Cocker Spaniel suffering with cabin fever? Does your Siamese need some space away from you? Are you falling in love with your new foster pets? Well, if you love animals, obviously you do, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, a place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing pet show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping or humping or digging, your cat looks at the litter box and says, I am not going anywhere near that. Your cat's keeping you up at night. He scratched your favorite chair. If you have a question about your pets, great time to give me a call. And by the way, did I happen to mention that everyone that calls into the pet show and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat? Many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40 bucks, and even more. So everyone that gives me a call, that gets through to me live, will get one of these great gifts for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877 725 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away as well. Again, 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. But as you well know by now, guys, I never get through all my topics because your phone calls, your questions, your comments are always my priority. But I want you to listen carefully because we are going to touch a topic. I did a special video Facebook post about this week, and let me tell you why it's so important. Did you know that almost 40% of pet problems referred to trainers and behaviorists deal with separation anxiety and abandonment issues? So the question is, how are your pets going to deal with the separation post the COVID-19 pandemic and the quarantine? Really, really a critical question. We'll talk about that a little bit later. It's not going to be easy. We've been with our dogs and cats 24/7. They've been on top of us like Velcro. Now we're going back to work. The kids are back to school. What's going to happen? We'll share that information with you. Also coming up on today's show, are people that live with dogs and cats healthier and happier while sheltering in place than those that are non-pet guardians? We'll answer that question. And I know you miss your friends and maybe even some of your relatives. But what about your pets? Are they missing their BFFs, their best friends? How about this? Virtual play dates, and it seems to be working. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your dog's depressed, they chase anything that moves, cats just scratched your favorite chair, and your dog honestly believes it's his job, legitimately his job, to hump anything that moves, give me a call. That's what the show's all about, helping you cope with your pets, more than likely helping your pets cope with you. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. The question of the day is your pet missing his friends, both human and pet? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Also, I'd love to hear from you guys as well about the self-confinement. So many questions. I've been doing radio shows and newspapers all over the country and Canada. People are asking me, Warren, what's going to happen? We're home now with our dogs. We're home now with our cats. We love being home with them. But sooner or later, we're going to go back to work. The kids are going to go back to school. Our dogs and cats are going to panic. Are they going to have abandonment issues, separation anxiety? Especially so many people out there now are fostering dogs. And many of these dogs have had one home, two homes, three homes, then a shelter. Well, what's going to happen now when you go back to work and these dogs feel abandoned again or these cats feel abandoned again? Give me a call if you have any questions or comments. I'm going to share this information coming up a little bit later. Everyone who calls in and gets through to me today will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. I'll give you a list in a minute. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Also coming up, are people with pets less likely to die? Are people with pets less likely to die if they catch COVID-19? I think you'll be surprised at the answer. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phone lines here. How about we start in Canada today and we go to Andy. Hey, Andy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Good day, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you, Andy?
Okay, I have a 7.5-year-old Shetland Sheepdog purebred. We started backtracking here maybe about 6-7 months ago. She started limping the front left paw. So we finally took her into the vet, and they said arthritis in the paw. They've given us some medication, and she's getting throwing up. So at the same time, she's lost her appetite. We've got to spoil her with human food to try to get her to eat. She hadn't actually had a full meal.
Andy, let me stop you for a second. You took the dog to the vet. You took your Sheltie to the veterinarian, right?
Yep.
The vet did what now?
Yep. Well, the vet there did x-rays and found that the particular foot, the elbow had arthritis in it.
How old is this dog?
Oh, that about six months ago, it started progressively getting worse, and we finally said.
How old is the dog?
Seven and a half years.
Okay, so it's still a relatively young dog, especially for a Sheltie. Okay,
yeah.
Now did the loss of appetite coincide with what the vet started doing, the medication?
Well, at the same time, we had the vet check for his thyroid.
Okay,
and
sure.
For Sheltie, should be 45. When he got the results, it was 7. So we got medication.
Here's my point. My point is, I'm seeing from my computer that the dog was limping, so that you took him to the vet, the right thing to do. The vet put him on medication, but now the dog is not eating. You got to kind of really force him to eat by making it taste like human food. My question to you was, did that all start at the same time that your veterinarian put the dog on whatever medication he put the dog on?
No. She'd been only eating one meal a day about a month before we took her to the vet.
How's her weight?
Pardon?
How's her weight? Is she overweight, underweight?
She was, when we took her in, was 18.1 kilo. Now, just the other day, she's down to 14.3 kilo.
Okay,
so
Sheila,
she's losing weight.
Listen.
She was overweight.
Okay, so the fact that she's losing weight is good, but if she's losing weight for the wrong reasons, that's not good. What I would do, okay, I'm always a big fan of a second opinion, but if you trust your vet and your vet's got her on the medication and she's doing fine, here's what I would try to do. If your main concern at this point is about the dog not eating, I would try to heat up the food a little bit before you feed it to her. In other words, dogs don't eat with their mouth. Dogs eat with their nose. So it's more important to smell good than to taste good. So by taking her food and heating it up, it's going to smell a lot better. I talk about this also every week. Another thing you may want to try is you may want to actually try taking a plastic container, putting some really smelly food on one side, like tuna, sardines, separating it from her food, her regular food, with a piece of plastic, but then in the morning, taking out just her food, leaving the other food there, taking out just the pet food, heat it up a little bit, because now it's going to smell like the human food, and that will encourage her to eat a little bit. What I'm going to do, Andy, I would like you to check with your vet again about that, but in the interim, that's what I recommend. I'm also going to put you on hold, Andy, and I'm actually going to send you a jar of my Hugs and Kisses supplements. Sometimes that's beneficial in terms of increasing appetite, but it's also going to help with the nutrients as well. Great question. My first thing to you is, was the dog limping on one leg? I get this call every once in a while where someone has a younger dog and it starts limping on the left leg, then next week it's limping on the right leg, and there's actually a reason for that. It's called panosteitis. It can move from one leg to another. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. Great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. You know, every week you listen to the Pet Show, obviously you love animals. You hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food and their incredibly important prebiotic formula and how actually Lucy Pet Food is my food of choice for my own adopted dogs, Molly and Willie. But you know, the benefits of Lucy Pet Food go way, way beyond just that. In fact, it's being used now by many police departments, rescues, humane organizations, and thousands of my listeners all across the U.S. and Canada. In fact, I want you to specifically hear from a friend of mine. His name is Danny Kasten. I talk about him weekly. He's the senior canine officer with the Oxnard Police Department in Ventura County, California. Now, the reason I'm having Danny on is because he knows the importance of the right food for your dogs and cats. So, hey, Danny, I know that you've been working with police dogs for over 20 years. And let's be realistic. Dogs, just like people that feel good, are going to work a lot better. Like professional athletes, the dogs that you and your officers work with every day must be on the top of their game. Could mean life or death. So why is it, with all of the foods on the market, why did Oxnard Police Department Canine Unit and so many other canine units and individuals and rescues all across the U.S. decide to use Lucy Pet Food? What are some of the changes you guys have actually seen with your canine dogs?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years, and when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time. And sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, Officer Cassins, first of all, I want to thank you because you and your office do amazing work 24 hours, 7 days a week, keeping all of us safe. And I want to thank my friends at Lucy Pet for keeping your dogs and my dogs healthy and happy. So I had a conversation with the president of Lucy Pet the other day, and I said, you know, Joey, my listeners need something very, very special. So here's the deal. If you log on to LucyPetFood.com today, that's LucyPetFood.com, and you type in the promo code Warren, that's my name, W-A-R-R-E-N, Warren20, not only will you receive 20% off your entire order, not just the food, your entire order, 20% off. And I said, you know, Joey, that's nice, but I want to give more to my listeners. So not only will you get 20% off your entire order, but now if you order now, shipping will absolutely be free. So check out LucyPetFood.com today, LucyPetFood.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I think I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How would you like to get an extra $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. We are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies miss. Even if you've already filed, it's never too late. We guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or our services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job, you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now.
800-399-6835. 800-399-6835. 800-399-6835. That's 800-399-6835.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11 64GB, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offering coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. Healvets.org.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. A reminder, everyone that calls, I'm going to get a great gift if you get through to me live. I got hugs and kisses, supplements to give away, Lucy pet food, t-shirts, books, Cat's Incredible Litter, Hemp Seed Oil, Mushroom Max, Author Suit Gold. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. Hear me say this before, we're giving away not biscuits here. Many of the items are $25, $35, $40 and more. I'd love to hear from you guys about how you're making out being quarantined at home with your pets. Are your pets enjoying it? Are you enjoying it? I'm going to be talking a little bit later specifically what's going to happen when things get back to normal. How are those dogs and cats going to react when now they're left by themselves after being with you for 24/7? Great time to give me a call. I'll answer your question. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Gail in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Hey, Gail, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, thanks for taking my call. Recently, I adopted a dog. She's a 6-pound poodle Bichon mix, and I got her right before the pandemic hit. And my question is, how do I socialize a dog during this time? I mean, I take her out, and she sees my neighbors, and she goes crazy. She barks and growls.
Yeah, you know, it's a really tough situation. Are there other people in your family with you?
No, that's the thing. I live alone.
Okay.
So everybody is new to her.
This is going to sound a little eccentric, okay? And so listen to me carefully. I would specifically, there's actually a TV channel called Dog TV. I'm not promoting it, but I have helped develop it. I am their head animal psychologist, okay? I don't know what it costs, maybe $3 a month. I don't know. But that's why, in other words, if you can have the dog at least seeing other animals on TV and hearing other animals on TV, that would help with the socializing. Now, in terms of people, obviously you're not having people over your house at this point. That makes it a little bit more difficult. So what I would be doing is I would be making sure that whenever you leave the house, you leave a radio on so the dog is consistently hearing voices. What I would also do is when you have the TV on and there are people on the TV, I would actually talk to the TV like you would be talking to neighbors. Also, what I would be recommending, if you have close friends and neighbors that are willing to work with you, if they can kind of be outside your door so that you can see them and the dog can see them, but at the same time the dog can't be touched by them or vice versa, maybe they can bring a toy that you've given them or treat. So at least the dog is starting to associate human beings with something very positive. That's what we can do right now to socialize. Then after that is done, once we start clearing up a little bit, then I would take them to neutral territory and start introducing them to people at a little bit at a time. Gail, what I'd like to do is, if it's okay with you, can I put you on hold? I don't want to rush you. So let's put Gail on hold. I want to come back and answer you a little bit more in a couple of minutes in terms of socializing your dogs. Russell in Arkansas, don't go anywhere. Charlotte in Florida, don't go anywhere. The phone number here at the Pet Show. Great time to call me, by the way. I got the best gifts to give away. 877-725-8255. I'd love to hear from you guys how your dogs and cats are making out during this confinement with you. Let's face it, it's not easy living with people. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Pal, have I told you lately that you're my best friend? And I'll be right here beside you till the end.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Back to you, Gail. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. We're going to talk about the being confined at home with your pets, and I'm going to give you some really incredible information that everyone's going to need to know. If you know someone who has a pet, make sure they're listening to this show right now. They can listen to the show on my website, thepetshow.com, if there's not a station near them. And the reason I say that is because there's so much information I'm going to share with you about people that are now confined at home with their pets. What's going to happen? Sooner or later, we're going to go back to work. Sooner or later, your dogs are going to, your kids are going to go back to school. Many people are fostering. What's going to happen to these foster dogs and these dogs that have been adopted when all of a sudden they've been with us 24/7 and now they're being left by themselves? Incredibly important information coming up a little bit later. You're not going to want to miss. But right now, let me get back to the phones and let me go to Gail. We were talking to Gail in Michigan, and Gail has a dog, and she just adopted a dog, and she wants to socialize the dog. But how can she socialize the dog if the dog is in fact having to stay in home? Hey, Gail, do you have a backyard?
I don't have a fenced-in yard. I live in a small condo community,
yeah.
And we get out and we walk every day. I actually take her and walk up to a shopping center. All the stores.
So in other words, she does see other,
yeah,
people. Just that other people can't approach you now, and you don't want her involved with other dogs at this moment. So what I would do is, if you're walking the dog and you're going past another person or another dog, and your dog is reacting to that person, just keep walking. Don't stop. Don't say no. Don't say yes. Keep walking. Gail, but let me ask you the most important question, and I'm sorry I didn't ask it before. Do we know any background on this dog?
Well, she was from a rescue group, and all that I know is that she came from an animal hoarder situation.
Okay, so that's how I got my dogs, you know, not these two, but many dogs in the past. So probably she was with a lot of other dogs, and she sees other dogs more as a threat to the home she has now, thus causing her to react assertively when she sees other dogs. That'll go away with time, but right now, when she is growling or acting aggressive when you're walking her, the most important thing that you can do is not overreact to it and not get stressed, because your stress is going to go from one end of the leash to the other. So try to react calmly. Have a glass of wine before you walk her. Walk straight. It's none of your concern. Don't react. That's number one. And number two, I want you to follow all the other advice I gave you. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you're consistent, she will be fine, and by the time the crisis is over, she'll have a lot more socializing under her belt, and you should be able to expose her to all of the things in life that you're exposed to on a daily basis. That help you out a bit there, Gail?
I think so. I mean, it'll take some time, and
exactly. You know what? They're worth it. They're worth it. Let me ask you a question. You know the dog loves you, right?
Oh, yeah.
She would put in the time helping you, right, Gail?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah,
anyway, don't go anywhere, Gail. Let's put Gail on hold, and let's send Gail a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I know I'm giving away a lot of books. I'm not supposed to, but that's just the way it is. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. We are going to Charlotte in Port Charlotte, Florida. Hey, Charlotte, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. We have a problem with my son's dog. He's always barking.
First of all, that's your grand dog, Charlotte. That's your grand dog.
Yeah, it is. We love him. Okay. I made a little quilt wall hanging on all my grandkids. Yeah, dogs. But anyway, he barks at the doorbell. He'll bark if a motorcycle or a car goes by. We'll be watching TV, and all of a sudden, something he hears, and he starts barking, scares the daylights out of you. The cat goes after him. So, I mean, it's been he's lived with us for like 4 years.
Yeah, but Charlotte, let me ask you a question. Okay.
Yeah.
Dogs have a much more sensitive hearing than people have. Now, let's say you're sitting in the room, you're watching your favorite TV show, Housewives of Atlanta. I don't know what you watch. Okay, but you're watching your favorite TV show. So a motorcycle goes by. Okay, Harley Davidson goes, potato, 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 goes by your house. What's your dog's name?
Moose.
Moose barks. How long does Moose bark at that point?
Oh, he continues even though the thing's passed.
How long does he bark? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half hour?
No, a couple of minutes after that. But like I said, it scares us half to death. I mean,
it might scare you half to death, but you know what? When you sneeze, it might scare Moose half to death. The reason I'm bringing this up, Charlotte, and I want you to understand, okay, this is what a dog does. This is like a child reacting to a cartoon on TV. When your dog hears something outside that sounds strange, different, or potentially scary to him, he's going to react and he's going to bark. That's what dogs do. Maybe a person has to say, hey, you know, Charlotte, did you hear that loud noise that just went by? Don't worry about it. It was just a motorcycle. Well, as much as I love your dog, he's not going to say that to you, Charlotte. When your dog feels something, that is going to bark. If you said to me, Warren, the dog's barking for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I'm telling him to shut up and he won't listen, then I'd help you out a little bit. But the fact that he's barking for a few minutes when something goes by that he's reacting to, that's normal behavior. Why is it that all of a sudden we want our dogs to be Little Lloyd Pontroy? What we want our dogs to be is dogs. And when something goes by that upsets them, they're going to bark. More than 5 minutes, more than 10 minutes, it's a problem. Less than 5 or 10 minutes, it's Charlotte's problem, not Moose's problem. I hope you understand what I'm saying, Charlotte. Does it make sense?
I do, but one thing is, our other son comes home from work every night at pretty near the same time. He'll mm-hmm. bark knowing that that's our other son coming home, no matter what. He'll bark, and he'll wake up my husband. See, that's what I'm saying. My husband.
But he's excited that your son came home.
Kind of, I guess so.
So here's what I would have you do. If the dog is barking when your son comes home, I want your son to have one toy in his truck. And the only time the dog gets that one toy that he loves is the minute your son walks in the house. He hands the dog the toy, so now the barking stops because the dog's excited to get that one toy. He has that toy for a few minutes, then it goes back in your son's car till the next time. So what we're going to do is, rather than correct him because he's not doing anything wrong, we're going to distract him by giving him something else. Charlotte, it's going to work for you. I promise. Follow my advice. Let's put Charlotte on hold, and let's send Charlotte for her dog. Let's send Charlotte some Lucy Pet Formless Life pet food, best pet food on the market. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Allie, we're going to get to you. Russell, we're going to get to you. Kathy, we're going to get to you. We're going to get to all of your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'd still like to find out from you guys, how are you dealing? Have you noticed any changes in your dog or cat's behavior since you've been spending more time at home with them? Either changes positively or changes negatively. And are you concerned about what's going to happen when you go back to work, the kids go back to school, this dog or cat that's been oohed and aahed over 24/7 for months now, or weeks at least? What's going to happen? Is he going to panic or is she going to panic? Do you know how to handle that? I'm going to be telling you in a little while. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. A quick break and right back at you. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about cat litter. Not all cat litter is the same. In fact, I have not ever endorsed or recommended any cat litter till recently. That's when I came across Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, the first and only cat litter I've ever recommended. I want to talk to you guys about ammonia. Ammonia is a health hazard that's not only dangerous for your cats, but dangerous for people as well. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents ammonia from forming. That's what makes it so different from the other litters. Doesn't cover up the ammonia, doesn't get rid of the ammonia. It actually prevents the ammonia from forming in the first place. In fact, its patent-pending technology will keep your home healthy and keep your home smelling exactly the way you would want it to smell. Cat's Incredible is safe and reliable and can be used with all cats. So you might be saying, okay, Warren, why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible litter? Well, here's why. It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats really do prefer. Even those finicky felines will be incredibly happy with their new litter. Now, let's talk about healthy cats, because that's what we want to focus on. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay as well as many of those alternative litters you have been using. This can cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and many, many other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, environmentally sourced and made right here in the USA. Now, here's the deal. If you log on to LucyPetFood.com today, LucyPetFood.com, and type in that promo code Warren20, that's Warren20, you will receive 20% off not just the cat litter, 20% off your entire order. But you know what I said? You know, there's more. I want to give my listeners more. So not only will you be getting 20% off your entire order, but shipping for my listeners is absolutely free. So log on to LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, big-eared, small-eyed, running all around.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hemorrhoids are a very common problem that can cause itching, irritation, and discomfort, maybe even a little bleeding. But
one of the common misconceptions is that hemorrhoids cause pain, and basically they don't. If pain is a primary complaint of a patient, almost always they have some form of an anal fissure.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. John Pemberton says that's
literally a crack in the skin or the lining of the very outside of the anus. The underlying internal sphincter muscle is right there. that exposes the muscle, and the muscle goes into spasm. Spasm keeps it from healing.
It's usually caused by very hard stools, so the first line of treatment is a stool softener.
And the next step is the use of topical agents meant to relax the sphincter muscle. If the topical agents don't work, then we have been injecting Botox.
If all else fails, there is a surgical option to relax the muscle and to promote healing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phones are jam-packed. We got plenty of time, a whole hour or so to call, go through your calls. But let me go right to Gary now in Delaware. Hey, Gary, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yeah, I have this cat. It's about 3 or 5 years old, and it started coming around like 15 months or I don't know how long ago. My sister was in here for 9 months, and she was on a chair. And I have a non-enclosed porch that's not finished or nothing. It's just she lived there for a month outside. My sister was dying in the chair, and she wouldn't come in the house on the chair. I tried to bring her in one time. In 15 months, she has scratched me one time. When I picked her up and tried to throw her on my sister, that's the only time she put a scratch on my arm.
Now, listen, here's what you need to do. Sometimes cats don't like to be picked up. It freaks them out, especially if they're not used to it. What I would recommend you do, Gary, is I would spend time with the cat, but I would not try to pick her up. I would just rub her under her belly, just kind of a quick rub and walk away. What often happens is when we pick up a cat, it's not comfortable for them. We pick them up, we drop them down a couple of feet because we think cats fall on their feet all the time, and that's not always true. So what you need to do is get the cat comfortable being touched by you. Once the cat is really comfortable with having your hand under the belly, then you can put a little weight and maybe lift her a half an inch off the ground, put her right back down. A couple of days later, a little bit more. Once she's comfortable with you handling her, then you'll be able to pick her up and take her to wherever you want, Gary.
Excuse me. All day long, I can pet this cat.
I'm not talking about petting her. I'm talking about rubbing.
Gary, I'm sitting in the bed right now. Okay.
Yeah, Gary, I'm talking about rubbing her belly. You told me the question is picking her up was the problem, not petting her. I'm suggesting that you rub her under the belly because that's where you're going to pick the cat up from, under her belly. If you get her used to being touched under the belly and comfortable and being rubbed under the belly, you'll be able to pick her up. It's not a matter of petting her on top. It's a matter of petting her under the belly. You do that for a week or two. You give me a call back, and I promise you can pick her up, Gary. Appreciate the phone call. Let's send Gary for his cat. We are going to send him. What do I want to send him for his cat? No, let's send him some hugs and kisses for his cat, and I appreciate the phone call. Phone number here. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Allie in Florida, Russell in Arkansas, Nellie in Tennessee, Kathy in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. We got a whole other hour to go. Be patient. A quick break, then right back to you. You know, I want to brag a little bit about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. I developed them with the top veterinarians over 35 years ago. When you guys were telling me that you were suffering, your dogs and cats were suffering with dry skin, itching, excessive shedding, hairballs. Well, I knew there was a problem, and I knew I had to fix it. That's exactly why I developed Hugs and Kisses. There's nothing better on the market for dry skin, nothing better on the market to help prevent shedding or support your dog or cat's really natural immune system. Now, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy treat for animals, dogs, and cats for over 30 years. Don't take my word alone. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. Read all of the 5-star testimonials there, or go to Amazon.com or Walmart.com and read the 5-star testimonials there. If your dog or cat's dander is driving you crazy, if the hairballs are making you nuts, it's relief just to click away. Here's what I want you to do. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. You can order the Hugs and Kisses supplements there. You can watch a lot of articles. I read a lot of articles on behavior. Watch some videos. So log on to thepetshow.com. Don't forget that T-H-E, thepetshow.com. Or you can call my office directly. 1-800-430 and the word hugs. 1-800-430-HUGS. 1-800-430-4847 or log on to thepetshow.com. And now, my Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, they ship for free. Also available at Walmart.com. So check out Hugs and Kisses today at thepetshow.com, Amazon.com, or Walmart.com. Your dogs and cats will be grateful. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
And we are back on Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Kathy Russell, hang in there. We'll get to your calls. We're going to break in a minute or two for the top of the hour. And then this is the best time to call me. I know it's really hard to get through. I got lots of great gifts to give away. As you heard, I'm giving away hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, books, hemp seed oil. So it's a great time to call me. You'll have to hold for a couple of minutes, but I will get to your phone calls. Russell and Kathy, you'll be my first two calls coming back. Great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And if you're a new listener to the Pet Show, and you say, what kind of gift is Warren going to send me? It's my sponsors that send out the gifts. And by the way, some of the items I will be giving away, as you should know by now, are $25, $35, $40 and even more. So it's a great time to call me. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions at the same time. I will send you a great gift. So the phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. So the question is, are people with pets less likely to die if they catch COVID-19? Because COVID-19 is a relatively new strain of the coronavirus, there's not yet been any research published about whether people with pets are less likely to die from contracting the virus. However, the fact that generally people that live with pets are healthier, lower blood pressure, get well better when they have surgery, that perhaps having a pet with you is a way, in fact, where you can make the pandemic better and actually survive a little bit easier than those people that don't have pets. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break for the top of the hour. We come back. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. We're also going to talk about how to deal with the coronavirus once it ends and you go back to work. What about your pets? 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.